Welcome to the Gist podcast number 6. My name is Josh Marsh.
And I'm Sydney Kaysen.
So if you've listened previously, you're probably wondering why you don't recognize us.
And that's because the Gist podcast team is getting completely revamped.
We thought for a while, and we decided that it would be best to create a new team that's specifically here to make podcasts for you.
Now, you're probably wondering why there are two Americans here to talk to you about science on a Scottish podcast. We promise it will not always be that way. Next time, we will have some lovely Scottish folks here to talk to you about science as well.
One of which we're hoping will be Barry Robertson, who will be joining us next time, but unfortunately he couldn't be here today.
Now, if you've been following our YouTube channel, you probably know that The Gist recently took a trip to the Glasgow Science Center for the Explorathon Researchers Convention. For our next few podcasts, we have selected a few of the best interviews we conducted with researchers there to delve into for some short and sweet bits of science-y goodness.
They're like little science bites.
Yum.
In today's podcast, we'll be discussing a new area of digital communications called Li-Fi. We'll be playing clips from our Explorathon conversation with Stefan Vidov, a researcher at the University of Edinburgh who's currently working in the field.
It is nearly impossible today to go anywhere without seeing countless individuals using wireless internet devices, be it PCs, laptops, or the increasingly popular smartphones and tablets. In 2013 alone, global mobile data traffic increased 81%. And this trend promises to continue, with many employers allowing workers to use personal devices connected wirelessly to internet, and 71% of all mobile communications being transmitted via Wi-Fi.
There is a well-known phenomenon happening in radio frequency communications right now. It's called the data crunch. So the idea is that with the advent of the smartphone, people have been using more and more data. You know, you have like a million apps on your phone right now, and everything uses a whole load of data. And you only have a limited spectrum of radio frequencies to utilize for those data connections. And so this kind of spectrum is getting saturated very quickly at the moment.
Wi-Fi operates via a wireless transmitter that receives information from the internet and converts that information into radio waves, which can then be picked up by your smartphone, laptop, tablet, or other Wi-Fi-enabled device. As Stefan says, the section of the electromagnetic spectrum encompassing radio waves is a limited resource, and it's currently being shared between TV, radio stations, mobile phones, and more.
And so this is why we look towards visible light, where the spectrum is about 1,000 times larger. So you can potentially have 1,000 times more bandwidth there, and so 1,000 times speedier connections. So we're trying to turn traditional light fixtures into data access points, basically. You can see here we have a little demo setup. So the idea is that you're modulating the intensity of the light, so you're varying that really, really quickly, and that's how you're encoding your data onto the light.
What Stefan means is that the light flickers, if you will, between low-density and high-density light. High-density light corresponds to the binary 1, and low-density to binary 0.
Now, you're probably scratching your head right now about the thought of bright, flickering light shooting some sort of Morse code data stream at your computer. Don't worry, so is I.
As soon as I tell you that, you're thinking, okay, so is that not going to make the light flicker really bad and sort of, and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't because we do it at such a high speed that your eye does not notice it.
So you're telling me that I can have both my room lighting and kind of my data access center as the same entity?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. You can turn any sort of LED-type device into a really high-speed data port.
Like any new technology, Li-Fi has its upsides and its downsides. As one might assume, Li-Fi requires a line of sight to your wireless device. This means that Li-Fi cannot penetrate solid objects like couches and walls.
On the other hand, this limitation may actually be an advantage.
Because radio frequencies go through walls. You know, if you live in a busy apartment building, you see, like, when you turn on your Wi-Fi, you see, like, all of your neighbors' Wi-Fi at the same time. And that does impact on the speed of your connection. And so with visible light, you go around that. You have more bandwidth, and it does not go through walls. So basically, your neighbor cannot steal your internet anymore, and your internet is way faster.
What are we talking about when we say high speed?
We're talking about extremely high speed here. We're talking about, we have prototypes in our lab that go way beyond 20 gigabits per second.
And beyond just your neighbor stealing your internet, this could mean fast, secure connections for business, the government, and other high security entities. So how could we begin to bring a technology like this into our homes and businesses?
So think about any sort of status light, like say on your fridge, on your toaster if you want, although I don't know what data you want to feed to your toaster. But you can turn basically any sort of device like that into a high-speed data port.
So I kind of want to be able to say that I have, you know, lamps in my house that project, you know, Wi-Fi or the equivalent all over the place. Is this something that I can go out and buy right now, or is this something that's coming in the future, you think?
Unfortunately, right now, you cannot buy it. The startup that came out of Edinburgh University is called Pure Li-Fi, and so the demo that you see here is something that they've manufactured. And so this is currently not available to the general public. It's only available to, you know, big companies, which they're trying to engage with in order to, you know, generate, as I was saying, these use case scenarios and, you know, get some funding to take the technology further.
Pure Li-Fi is a corporate spinoff of the University of Edinburgh Lab. It was co-founded by Professor Harold Haas, and the company is currently working on three products called Li-First, Li-Flame, and Li-Fire. The first, aptly named Li-First, was made available on limited release to Pure Li-Fi's partners in January of 2014.
And so right now, unfortunately, you cannot buy it. It's also quite pricey if you even had the chance to buy it right now. But we're hoping that, you know, with our continuous efforts into the research and getting more funding, that eventually maybe 5 or so or 10 years' time, it'll be something that you can, you know, pop into your local electronics store and buy.
In the meantime, you listeners can do your own research about Li-Fi. Check out our references for links and other resources. So what are we talking about next time, Josh?
I'm so glad you asked, Sydney, because I'm actually super excited about our next topic. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with parasites and computers.
That seems like quite an interesting combination. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us on the GIST podcast. Tune in next time.